In the day's other headlines, in Berlin, there were more talks today on how to end the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff, and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner met for 5 hours and are set to meet again on Monday. Earlier, Zelensky appeared to be willing to abandon his goal of NATO membership if he got security guarantees. Tomorrow, the group will be joined by European leaders. In Gaza, large crowds gathered for the funeral of a top Hamas commander who was killed in an Israeli airstrike outside Gaza City. Israel said Raed Saad had been trying to rebuild Hamas in violation of the ceasefire agreement. He was also believed to have been the last remaining living architect of the October 7th attacks. Hamas said it had named a new commander. And it will be a frigid start to the work week for many across the country. The National Weather Service forecasts an Arctic blast will plunge temperatures in the east and bring more snow to the Great Lakes. Freeze warnings are expected as far south as Georgia. In the Pacific Northwest, heavy rains are expected to return tomorrow and could lead to flash flooding in that already saturated area. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, a new book highlights Patagonia's path to becoming a global corporate leader in doing well by doing good. And a dog with prosthetic titanium paws supports war veterans in Ukraine.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.